march is going from Hilltop or Highview in Hatfield down to Hatfield Town Centre right now, where there'll be a rally and a balloon release, 500 black balloons, and some speeches. And we're really trying to send a very clear message that this is the wrong place to go putting an incinerator right next to a special needs school and by so many residents.
So just set the scene for us at the moment. How many people are there roughly who've turned
out? Well, there's up to 1,000 people here. We haven't had an accurate count as yet because people are moving in a column down the road. It's about a mile and a half walk. And once we're in the town centre, we'll be joined by more protesters there. And so we should get some kind of final count there. It's been very, very well marshalled. The organisation is great. The police have been fantastic. And the atmosphere is brilliant. But with one simple, clear message, an incinerator by a special needs school and residents is a crazy place to be burning waste.
Now, this is obviously something you're very determined on, something that you're kind of almost leading there, really. You're speaking at the rally, behind that legal fighting fund as well. How is the legal side of things going so far?
Yeah, that's right. Well, we set up, I've set up with others the what's called the New Barnfield Trust, and we really almost overnight raised £50,000, and we're using that to fight the legal costs associated with this. Obviously, there's a lot of technical work, a lot of environmental work, and some legal costs involved. And we're using that fund to fight the incinerator. We're very pleased that people have come forward and donated to that, and we welcome more donations to the New Barnfield Trust because it's going to be a long fight, and we need to make sure that we've got the resources to back up our case.
And, of course, people there making their voices heard today. We've been contacted by Beth, who said they've just walked past a house loaded with vuvuzelas and a bike with a stereo on. Is that kind of echoing the mood of today's event? It's very,
absolutely,
very kind of positive.
It's a Hatfield Carnival atmosphere today. People are really kind of in great spirits and, but very determined. People are carrying placards and posters. There's some music. Down in the town, we're going to have zomba dancing and we're going to have this balloon release. And, as I say, we're going to be telling the crowds there where we take this next, what has to happen from here through the whole of the planning process, the appeal process, possibly a legal